Hello, everybody. It's Dwayne McCacken here with the Community From Within podcast. Happy to be back here. I haven't recorded anything. I should say, I haven't recorded anything that I could put out for a few weeks now. About 2 weeks ago, I had an idea and I recorded a podcast on the drive home. As you know, I'm driving home every day after work in my car. But as I mentioned before, my car doesn't have air conditioning, get quite warm. It is quite warm today, but 2 weeks ago I recorded something. It was so freaking hot, I had the windows open. And when I went to listen to it again, it was just the worst, terrible audio quality, and I could not imagine putting that out there. You couldn't hear what I was saying. It was useless. So I'm trashing that. Then last week, I tried to do it over again. On one day, on one drive home, basically, I made three attempts. I was just leaving town on my way home, driving towards the Canso Causeway. Then all of a sudden, I realized the causeway was open, traffic was backed up. And I wasn't going to make it to, I had to go to Port Hood to the credit union before 4:30 that day. And I wasn't going to make it. I was stuck in traffic for about 10 minutes waiting. Decided to turn around, go back into Port Hawkesbury. And by then I'd lost my train of thought. I stopped what I was doing. Made another attempt to record further. Actually, okay, so that, no, it was the second attempt that day, yeah, so I made another attempt, back in traffic, slowly taking my time to get up toward the causeway, traffic was backed up, waited, I was there for about half an hour in total before traffic moved again, but I was just beat and frustrated, and I wasn't going anywhere with my ramblings, so I trashed that. The next day, I'm driving home. I said, I'm not going to go back into the same topic. I want to come up with something different. Let's do something positive, like really upbeat. I wanted to talk about all my favorite things in Cape Breton, do like a little promo. For those of you that might be listening who are not from Cape Breton, or even if you are in Cape Breton, you might not be aware of certain places you can go and visit and things to do. So I was doing that, and the trouble is, I'll tell you, when I got at the end, I realized by the end I was no longer upbeat like I was at the very beginning. I was trying, but really I was phoning it in. My heart wasn't in it at the end of it. I could even hear myself talking in this ridiculously monotonous, monotone drawl that would put a hyperactive moose to sleep. So, oh, it's getting hot here today. I take my hat off. But anyway, I do feel a lot better today, and I'm in the mood to discuss a couple things. Yes, okay, so I did record something else. That's part of where I'm going here too. I recorded what would have been episode 9. I have 8 episodes out there. I recorded what would have been episode 9. This, today, what I'm recording now, will be episode 9. I don't know if I'll go back and edit that part out of the other one. The other one, I talked about something that I'm doing. So, there's other parts to it, though. And I needed to get some things done and talk about those two and put them together. You'll understand why, I think, when I get to that point. And I finally got to do some of those things, and now I can record the second part to that, and I want to release them together. And you'll see. The episode that I tried to record and trashed because of the noise when the windows were open, I had gone back and got some statistics that I was missing from some previous episodes when I talked about government. And the problem is, I don't know what I did with those. I think I had written down on a sheet of paper or something. I don't know where I put them. I'll come back to that. Anyway, the best way I can do this today is to talk about something else. And what that is about coming up with a name for your business. And so, because we talked about signage, we've talked about, you know, keeping your property nice, make it look nice, and we also make it look authentic. There's certain advantages to having a professionally done, well-made, clear sign. No matter what kind of sign you have, it has to be clear. Letters have to be crisp and sharp in order. It's just easier for the eye when you're driving down the highway to see that. It's okay to have a hand-painted sign on a piece of wood or, you know, anything. That's fine, but the lines have to be clear and sharp. If your edges are fuzzy, you have paint splatter around, the brush wasn't straight, it's not going to look good. But what are you going to put on that sign? How do you come up with a name for your business? So, technically, I've never started a business before, right? We've talked about this. But I did do something many years ago. I had left the place I was working. I didn't know if I was going to have any income. I didn't know if I would qualify for unemployment insurance. I had no idea what to do. So I spoke to the local community center about the idea of opening a coffee shop. And I would do it sort of like as a project of the community center, where I would use their... I'd operate under them, and any money I brought in, I would try to make sure I covered all the costs for using the kitchen, for example. And I never actually took any money out of the business. I never paid myself. I had a couple people helping me out, and I tried to give them something. And they worked for me. But in the end, I want to talk about that whole idea, that whole project, as a separate episode someday. But coming up with a name for the place, I was trying to come up with something. It was going to be a coffee house. You know, we did breakfast. I did bacon and eggs and toast, that sort of thing, hash browns in the mornings. I did sandwiches and soups for lunch. And in the evenings, you could get a sandwich or soups, and you could get hot chocolate, tea, coffee, anytime during the day, of course, but also you could get drinks. So it was almost like a pub at night. So I was trying to think of, you know, funny pub names for a while. The one I was most proud of, only from, say, a comedic sense, I didn't go with this title, and I never would have in a million years, because it's horrible in many ways. But around that same time, there were a lot of, shouldn't say proud of that, but you'll see it. There was issues back then. A couple years previous to that was when the Catholic bishop was caught with images. I think it was child porn on his laptop or something like that. And he was booted. And one of the names I came up with was the Winking Bishop, but it was a picture of the bishop from a chess set on it. I thought that would be funny, but of course not. Another one I thought was the Tipsy Canoe, which is a picture of water with a hand raised above holding a beer. But the more I thought about it, I didn't want it to be just that. I wanted it to be more of a coffee house idea. I wanted to, you know, be a relaxing place and also be for all ages. So I didn't put a focus on the pub aspect or the alcohol. Actually, all told, you know, I served very few alcoholic drinks over the 6 months it was operating. In the evenings, most of my crew were teenagers who come in. They would get things like hot chocolate and tea. I was happy about that, to provide something, you know, for the young people in the community to go and do in the evenings. I was happy with that. But in the end, the name I settled on was a friend of mine. I had been involved in the Gaelic community for many years, and a friend of mine suggested the name. Thank you, Jeff. His name is Gertie. Suggested Antacha. Antacha in Gaelic means the place, and it's from a poem or a song called Os Awin Antacha. Fair is the place, and it's the oldest Gaelic song composed in Cape Breton or in Canada, certainly in Canada, possibly the oldest in all of North America. When the Scots came over, this one's composed in 1775. I think there's possibility of one being composed earlier in the Carolinas or something. But anyway, suffice to say, the first settler of Judic, Michael Moore MacDonald, composed a song when he got to Cape Breton Island called Osawin and Tacha, fair is the place. And he settled in Judic. So the coffee shop was located in Judic, and Tacha was a perfect name. Started with an A for a listing in the phone book, for example, if I wanted to do that. But also, you know, a lot of ties, a lot of history. And Tacha is a kind of name that, in many ways, unfortunately, not clear on its own, but Antacha Coffee House. Well, it's a coffee house, and it would at least strike up a conversation. People would ask, what does that mean? And there's a story behind it, so I can tell it. And I actually had a print made up of the poem in Gaelic and English, and I pasted it on the wall for people to see. Or it may have been on the door, I can't remember. But the name of your business is everything. The name is your business. And there's different ways to go about it. One of the big projects I want to do with this podcast someday, I believe I've talked about this already, is to start a business from scratch with absolutely nothing and go through all the steps of how to do that, and as, you know, hopefully as cheaply as possible. And the way you do that, I believe, and I'll go back and I'll review this again, but if you operate under your own name, you do not need to register the business. If you're operating under your own name and you have under a certain income level, I believe, you still have to claim and file taxes on everything, of course. But, or maybe when you register the business, there's a lower fee for it or something. I will clarify all this in the next podcast. This is all ties into the next podcast that has to do with the next podcasts, plural. Has to do with that, the double episode I'm talking about. Where, suffice to say, it's not the big project I want to do, starting a business from scratch, but it's about starting, it's the same topic, starting a business and going through some of the steps in the very beginning. That's what I'm going to be talking about. And how to actually register your business with the Nova Scotia Registry of Joint Stocks. So, if you're just operating under your name, so my name is Dwayne McCacken. If I started a business mowing lawns, let's say, and I want to invoice people and everything, I just say it's Dwayne McCacken. You pay Dwayne McCacken, Dwayne McCacken. I'm not Dwayne McCacken Lawn Mowing. I'm not Dwayne McCacken and Associates. Just Dwayne McCacken. I can operate under my name as such. If you want to use a name separate from that, you know, like Lawn Mowers R Us, then you have to register that in order to operate in that business. Because you can't operate under somebody else's name. And when you do that, when you come up with a name, you have to do a search. We'll go through this in more detail later. You do a search for a name first, and there's a fee for that. But you search so that you're not operating under the same name or a name that's too similar to somebody else's. Like, simply put, you can't start a restaurant. If your name is... It's funny, here in Cape Breton Island especially, there's so many people with the last name McDonald. It's M-A-C in most cases. But if, you know, John McDonald wanted to open up his own restaurant and he tries to register it as McDonald's Restaurant, that's going to be turned down for obvious reasons. So you have to do, you know, you can search yourself first, you do the free search, but then you have to pay to get the actual search done by the government. They'll do a more in-depth one. And then if your name clears, you get to register it. So you're competing with, well, I mean, there's all the existing businesses that are out there in Nova Scotia and across the Atlantic provinces. It depends on what your market's going to be. If you want to market across Canada, you might have to do a federal search. But not only that, you want to, you know, today, these days, you need a web presence. You need an online presence. You need a website. You need a Facebook page. You need, you know, maybe you need an Instagram account. There's so many things on social media that people are driven, that's how they're driven to business, to find you, to learn about you. And, you know, you come up with a business name, you're competing with, you know, billions of people around the world. People in North America and Europe and many other places around the world especially who use the English language. If you're coming from my context here in rural Nova Scotia for the most part. Or French for that matter. But if you're going to register a web name with your business, then that's even more complicated because you might have a great business name that works and is not taken here in Nova Scotia and you're able to register it, but then you go to register that as a website and it's already taken by somebody in, you know, Arkansas. They already own that domain name. You know, McDonald's Lawn Mowing Service. Jonesboro, Arkansas. They own McDonaldsLawnMowing.com. Maybe you can get McDonaldsLawnMowing.ca. There's always going to be that duality out there if people are trying to find you. Will they get you or will they get the person in Arkansas? Do you know what I'm saying? So coming up with a business name, you need something, catchy, clear, but it's not taken. A lot of times you see, you know, that's why a lot of sites, companies come up to, it's names that sound, you know, what's one, I can't Google these things, like, I'm thinking of Imgur for pictures, but it's Imgur. How does that, or Imagur, Imgur? What's Fiverr? There's that website where you can go and you can, for $5 and up, you can do things. You can design a logo or you do this and that for people. Fiverr, or it's Fiverr, something like that. There's different spellings to it. So, I think I talk about this in the other episode, but I'll say it. Obviously, I'm getting to it anyway. I started a business recently, kind of out of the blue. I'll get into more details, but it's called... Oh, and no surprise, they're my sponsor for the podcast, Good Boy Dog Treats. I've talked about them already, but I haven't had the opportunity. I did it on purpose on one of the previous episodes. I announced them as our first sponsor. Didn't say anything of it, and now I'm getting to it. Good Boy Dog Treats is my own company. And I get to use my own podcast to promote that company, and at the same time, I can say that, you know, when I'm selling Good Boy Dog Treats, I can put something out there that says Good Boy Dog Treats is proud to sponsor the Community From Within podcast. So there's a reverse marketing loop going on. But anyway, Good Boy is spelled G-O-O-D-B-O-I. I is in India. The website for that is goodboy.ca. Check it out. You can find out where we're being sold. I have done the Mabu Farmers Market the last 3 weekends in a row. Recording this on August 20th, just so we're clear. Hoping to be there next week, but we'll see. I'm a casual, so I don't automatically get a spot unless it opens up. But I'm also going to be, as of August 21st, available in our first retail location, which is Wayne's Variety in Jiddick. So thank you to Wayne McGinnis and his store and staff at Wayne's Variety for being our first retailer for Good Boy Dog Treats. But Good Boy is spelt like that because, I mean, as they say, that's what the kids say on the internet, on the interwebs. Especially if you go on Reddit or something like that, they have, there's r/goodboys, I think. And just people posting pictures of their dogs. And anytime somebody puts a picture of their dog, they say, here's my good boy. It applies, you know, it's nothing to do with gender, it's, you know, it's the generic term on the web for dogs. So, I checked it out, I thought, good boys, it just made sense to me, but I was like, there's no way that's going to be available anywhere, but sure enough, goodboy.ca was available. And it's true, if you listen to other podcasts, like, I love marketing stuff, so I listen to Under the Influence with Terry O'Reilly, the CBC podcast, especially. I listen to it on the radio when I can, but usually by podcast nowadays. And he gets advertising on his website by the .ca domain people. And he shares the fact, and I think it's true, that Canadians feel more comfortable shopping at a .ca website because they know it's Canadian-based company, or should be. Going through the registration process for .ca, you have to provide a bit more information than other domains. Specifically for that reason, they want to make sure you're located in Canada, or Canadian base at least. So I got goodboy.ca. I bought the domain on Google Domains for, what, $20? And then I made a site on Wix.com. Right now it's just a free site, but in Google Domains I can link goodboy.ca to redirect to my Wix site. So if you type in goodboy.ca and hit enter, it goes to my site, but then you see up top the URL, the name of the website is a little bit different. It doesn't say goodboy.ca once you're there. That's only used to redirect you. So that's a trick. So you can use a free website but get a custom domain for like $20 a year and redirect yourself until such time that maybe you're making enough money in the business that you can actually, you know, get a paid site and the domain will stick. Then you can apply it later on, transfer it. We'll go through that someday if we get to that point with Good Boy. I got the website, made a logo. I think it's a pretty catchy logo. I've had a lot of great comments on the logo. It's a green dog with a smile on his face. Just from, I have some software for, I think it's My Logo Maker or something like that. I got it a few years ago. I love it. It's fantastic. have to make a quick stop. Check my mailbox. Here we go. I'll have to pause this and then I'll come back very shortly. Okay. I'm back in the car. And we're off. I have no idea where I was. We're talking about naming your business. Rightio. So, well, we're, you know, where I'm located, southern part of Inverness County, Cape Breton Island. But really all over Cape Breton Island. One of the the more popular, actually three of the most popular business names start with one of three things a lot of times. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, just hear me out here. Caper, Celtic, or simply Cape Breton. So Cape Breton, this or that. Cape Breton Welding. Cape Breton Industrial blah blah blah. Cape Breton this and that. That's fine. Celtic this and that. Celtic Music Interpretive Center. Celtic Shores Coastal Trail. A friend of mine has Celtic Leather. He does leatherworks at the Malibu Farmers Market, for example. Celtic Sisters Gift Shop, which flies Cape Breton flags over on the mainland side of the causeway. There's and Caper. Caper Gas. Caper, I heard a business today I never even heard of before. Actually, Caper Games. They make board games or card games. Pretty neat. Capergames.ca is their website. There's nothing wrong with all these things. My only point is this. If you're coming up for a name for your business, one thing to consider is, you know, the likelihood of somebody being able to find you based on, you know, you tell somebody your business is Caper this and that and they do a search online for it. How many other businesses are you competing with now? You come up with something interesting like that, or sounds cool to use. It's great when you're one of the first ones out there, when you're the original user. But after you're the 25th business, it makes it difficult for people to find you, possibly. Unless you can really stand it out with other means. Obviously, you know, it's the Cape Breton Welding Incorporated. Somebody's going to be searched for welding. Hopefully, with the search words Cape Breton Welding, they'll find you, or if your website is done up with the right tags and stuff. But generally speaking, I just like to see. I'm not saying I dislike those names. I don't want to give that impression. But I like to see unique, interesting names. And I think that's just, it's in common with a lot of people. So if you have an inkling to go that way, try to come up with other, maybe similar themes, but different uses. One of the first things I go to when I'm trying to come up with a business idea or business name is a Gaelic dictionary. I'm of primarily Scottish ancestry. Took Gaelic for many years, so I'll look something up there to see if there's a cool word. The problem is, like, Antacha. With the coffee shop, I would have to explain to people how it was pronounced because the way it was spelled was not clear to a person who's not familiar with Gaelic spelling. But some words are a little easier than others for people. are more familiar. Kaylee. We have the Kaylee Trail. Kaylee Fisherman's Co-op. Kaylee this and that. That's another. Funny all these C words are so popular in Cape Breton Island. But most people are familiar with the word Kaylee, which is Gaelic spelling. It can mean a kitchen party, or it can simply mean a gathering, or like a visit, a Kaylee with somebody. There's some really cool names. I wish I had a list of all the really great names of businesses that I like. Maybe I'll get into that another time, but just off the top of my head, for example, I was thinking a new restaurant that opened up in Port Hood a few years back is still there. It's the Clove Hitch. Clove Hitch. It's a bistro, Clove Hitch. But Clove Hitch, the Clove Hitch is a type of knot used in fishing. Port Hood is a fishing village. It has nautical themes throughout. The Clove Hitch, it fits with the community. They have a great Clove-Hitch-shaped knot design logo. It rolls off the tongue.
Clove-Hitch.
Great job. Excellent name. Here at the Clove-Hitch restaurant. Yeah, I'd eat there. Okay. And I'm using that example to lead into something else, which is a particularly horrible name for a restaurant. And I preface this by apologizing wholeheartedly to whoever owned that place. Luckily, thankfully, the only reason I think I would do this now is because that place has been shut down for many years. And while it was operating, I'll tell you, I would not go near the place with a 10-foot pole. I went in there once. I believe in one of the last years they're operating. The only reason I went in there is because a friend of mine was the cook. She started that summer. We heard that she was cooking there, and I knew she's a great cook, so that's what brought me into the place. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have went near it. I'm 100% honestly telling you this based on the name. I mean, if this was your place, I'm sorry, but, and I'm talking about a restaurant that was in Inverness a few years back. It was called the Tommy Cat Bistro. And the logo was it was a red background, I remember, with a picture of like an outline, like a shadow outline of a cat playing with a lobster. Tommy Cat Bistro. It's no longer there. I'm just telling you my opinion, folks, okay? But I remember the first time, it might have been something else previous to that. Somebody bought it, changed it, and named it Tommy Cat Bistro. And I remember the first time driving down there. And then, this is what went through my head. I imagined a plate of spaghetti and meatballs with meatballs covered in cat hair. That's the image that came into my head. I was like gagging, like thinking about it. And I love cats. We have two cats at home. But I would not let the cats near my kitchen. I don't want anything, you know, I think of cats, I think of kitty litter. I don't think of food. So, again, I'm sorry. But like I said, the restaurant's no longer there. So, you know, if you're going to take another swing at it, come up with a different name, please. Yeah, this stuff. I think... Yeah. I don't want to be ragging on people or complaining too much in this. I want this primarily to be more of a positive podcast, but I need to give, when I'm talking about things like this, I need to give some bad examples sometimes. And that's just the one that's always stuck out of my head. Always. So, and don't get me wrong, it's not the only terrible business I've ever heard of. I've heard of lots of awful ones, but that's the one that sticks out in my mind. I've always found, you know, if you're trying to come up with a name for a business, just get out a pen and paper and start writing it out. Writing it out. Come up with different, you know. Like, I think I talked about this with the logo before. You're designing a logo. Don't just make one logo, one design. Come up with a bunch of different designs and a bunch of different color schemes. Lay it all out. Like, like a brainstorming session. The name has, you have to do the same thing with the name. Catchy name is one thing, but it's got to be related to the business. You have to be able to find a website, a web domain name that you can use with it. It has to describe your business so it's clear. So, it's fun. Have fun with it. It's a fun exercise. I love this sort of thing. I love creative names for businesses. I'll often come up with it just out of the blue. A neat name. Get excited about it, even though I have no desire to actually go and start that business or be involved with it in any way. I often wait for the opportunity to hopefully meet somebody who talks about the same sort of thing and be able to pass it along. But don't make the mistake. I don't know where this came from. I heard about this many years ago. Might have been reading it online, but the idea was there are these four people sitting around at a coffee shop, let's say. In the story, it might have been like a Starbucks, who knows. And they're talking about this business that they have, and this business idea, and they're juggling ideas back and forth, and they came up with this awesome idea. Oh, wow, what a cool name. Yeah, they talk about back and forth, and they're just high-fiving each other. Unbeknownst to them, sitting beside them, is this other fellow, quietly typing away in his laptop. And when the other fellow got up to leave, he stopped, left his card, and said, "Here you go. If you'd like to buy the domain name you just decided upon, give me a call. I'd be happy to sell it to you." So, in other words, while the four guys were quite, you know, boisterously speaking to each other, brainstorming out loud in public, settled on a domain name that they could find and use for their company that they thought was entirely unique and wonderful. They loved it. They were excited about it. This guy sitting beside them registered the domain name, and he owned it. And he was offering to sell it to them. Probably for a lot more than they could have got it for if they had just done their brainstorming session in private. That's not to say you can't reach out and have a session with friends or family about your company name, but make sure, the lesson is, make sure it's people you trust. Because it does happen as well. You register your name, you register your domain name and your business name. If they're good, follow up every year. Most domain name registration companies, I think it's an automatic renewal to your credit card. Make sure your credit card is kept up to date on file. If your credit card expires, your renewal doesn't go through, your domain goes up for grabs, somebody else can buy that. And there's people out there, that's all they do. They wait for domain names to come up once they're expired, they buy them, and you're not going to get it back unless you pay them a heck of a lot of money. And there's people who have done that, I've heard in the past, with businesses as well, business names. Somebody forgets to register their business name again, to renew their registry with the joint stock company, somebody else scoops up the business name. Sometimes a competitor. Or are you just an enemy, somebody who's pissed off at you? I don't know how easy it is to do that anymore, but I heard stories of that many years ago. So, coming up with a business name. It's got to be clear, concise, catchy. Don't get something that's too long for your email address or your web address. People don't want to type in, believe me, with the name Dwayne McCachern, just my email addresses sometimes are ridiculously long. It's a pain in the butt typing all those letters in. So think about that when you're coming up with your company name as well. Protect the name. Part of the reason, I haven't talked about this in the past, and I'm only talking about it now, is because I've been obviously going through this process, and I haven't allowed this to get out until I've gone through part of these steps to secure that name, for example. I wouldn't put out the podcast saying I'm going to register this name and not have already done it, because the last thing I want to do is go online, find out somebody scooped it up in order to try it, maybe sell the name back to me or something. The good news is there's probably nobody listening to this podcast, so I don't have to worry about it. But that's okay. Someday somebody will, and I hope it helps. I haven't actually been promoting it too much lately, but I'll have to start doing that a little bit more. I put it out on my Facebook page and a couple other places, but once I have a few more episodes in the books, then I'll start promoting the website. And the blog and the podcast more and more. Hopefully bring up the listenership. So thank you if you're listening. The other thing is the next podcast, so we'll come out, talk more about this Good Boy Dog Tree Company, how that came about, and the steps to make it happen. Hope I'm not too repetitive what I've talked about today. But also, the next podcast after that, we'll go through the steps of actually registering the business. And I'll actually put out a companion. I'll put out the podcast talking about it, audio version only. I'll also put out a companion YouTube video to that one, showing the screenshots. I took the screenshots of the pages on the Nova Scotia Registry of Joint Stocks website. And this is just an example. Every province or state, I'm sure, have the same similar idea. But you'll be able to see, if you're based here in Cape Breton or Nova Scotia, how to actually do it step by step. And you can see it on the YouTube video once I get that out there. So as always, please go to, goodboy.ca and find out where you can get your dog treats. Yummy peanut butter flavor spent grain dog treats for your good boys and good girls. And hopefully soon come out with a cat treat idea. I'm working on a couple, let's say, experiments at the moment. Please go to communityfromwithin.com. Use the contact form there. Send me a message. Let me know what you think. If you have any questions, concerns. If you own the Tommy Cat Bistro and you're pissed off at me, let me know. That's it. Cheers, everybody. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.